Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1.
Susan.
Hi there.
You're right.
I'm fine, thank you.
Got your email?
Yeah.
Tell me what this is about.
Well, basically, I heard your show yesterday about the girl who went back to Guy's flat and listened to a bit of Barry White.
Yes.
And it reminded me of a time, I think it was this time last year, actually, when a similar thing happened to me.
Oh, good. Tell me.
Well, what it was is I met a guy in a bar, had a few drinks, went back to his house, and he sort of set the mood, you know, dimmed the lights and lit some candles and stuff. And
same as the bloke yesterday?
Yeah, basically exactly the same, yeah. And then he went over to put some music on and sort of playing sci-fi theme tunes, basically.
How very romantic.
Well, that's what I thought.
Now, when you were having a drink with him, did he come across as a bit of a sci-fi geek?
Not really. That's why it was a bit strange. I mean, he seemed quite normal. Seemed like a normal guy.
You hadn't spent the whole of the evening talking about Star Wars.
Sorry, say again?
You hadn't spent the whole of the evening talking about Star Wars.
No, not at all. That's why it came as a bit of a shock when he just sort of whacked on a bit of Return of the Jedi. Yeah.
That doesn't put you in the mood for love.
It wouldn't put me in the mood for love, no.
No.
Not in the slightest.
Now, I've got a few sci-fi themes here.
Right.
Maybe we could recreate that special moment.
Okay.
That happened to you, Susan.
Have you got all the everything else that we need to recreate the special moment?
I've got everything.
Okay. So, is this with Susan? We're going to recreate this?
Okay.
So, Susan, we're at my front door at the moment. Would you like to come in for a coffee?
Yeah, that sounds,
cool. All
sounds
right.
Great.
Come through the door. Oh, hang on, it's that key again.
It's that chub again. I told you yesterday it's very difficult.
Come in, Susan.
I'll be through in a minute.
Would you like some champagne?
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, not a problem.
Ooh, blimey. Do you just want to make yourself comfortable, Susan, and I'll just go and light a couple of these candles?
Stop.
What?
Aren't we both in the room?
Yes, we are.
Are we sharing her?
Have you come back with both of us here, Susan?
It seems I have.
Yeah.
I
don't actually want to do this.
No,
this.
That's just occurred to me that's wrong. Right, could you go, please?
Can I opt out of the rest of this?
Thanks, bye.
Well, bye.
Bye. Thanks for coming around.
Can I take a glass of champagne with me?
No, bye. Bye.
That always happens
right,
to
bye.
Me.
Anyway, more wine, Susan?
Lovely. Thank you.
I left my coat.
Get
can
lost.
Can I have my coat? I left my coat.
Get lost. Bye. Bye. Anyways, more wine, Susan?
Again,
yeah,
please.
Go on. A little top up for you there.
I'm still outside. I can see what you're doing.
Sod off. I'm closing the curtains.
I don't think you've got that sound effect.
There we are. Okay, I'm just going to go and put some music on. You make yourself comfortable, my darling.
Okay.
Anyway. See, it works.
Can I come back in now?
Get lost. I've got my zip undone. No, you can't. So is that what it was like, yeah?
That was pretty much a reconstruction of what happened,
okay.
Yeah.
And did it work? I mean, did you stay for a while, or what happened?
I stayed. We had a few more drinks, and he played some more music.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you stay the night?
I did. Podcast.
Radio 1. So, we're talking about these scam emails last week. Everyone gets them at work in their inbox. Got another one today from Dr. Pius David. Let me know if you've had this one as well. He must be trustworthy. He's a doctor.
Yeah, and pious.
Always trust a doctor. So it reads like this. Subject, contact my secretary. My dear friend.
Oh. You click on those, don't you? Straight away. Yeah.
See, they started with my dear friend again. I gave them some pointers last week.
Yeah.
I don't know you. I'm very glad to update you about my success in getting that money transferred under the cooperation of a new partner from London. I didn't forsake your past efforts and attempts to assist me in transferring those monies.
Good.
But it failed us somehow. Right, I still don't remember. I must have had some wine. Yeah. I don't remember any.
You've been very
efforts.
Busy, haven't you?
I have. I don't know. I might, probably did it and forgot. Anyway, now I get in touch with my secretary, it says. His name is Mr. Kiki Raymond. And tell him to... See, if I had a secretary, I'd want it to be a bloke, and I'd want him to be called Mr. Kiki Raymond. He sounds like he could work on Newsbeat. Here's our special report from Kiki Raymond. Anyway, tell him to send you the total sum of $950,000.
Wow.
Which I keep for your compensation for all the past efforts and attempts to help me in this matter. Mm. I appreciate your efforts at that time very much. Now feel free and get in touch with my secretary, Mr. Kiki.
He just puts my secretary, Mr. Kiki.
And instruct him where to send the money to.
Okay.
Right. Now there's a phone number on here, on the email, which is... Well, it's a French dialing code.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like you to step in here, chappers, and pretend to be me because you speak
because
French
I speak
so well,
French.
As we know already
okay.
from past efforts.
Pas de problème.
And I appreciate your past efforts.
Yeah, thank you. that is good.
Great accent, so they will understand you.
Okay, yeah, right, yeah.
So we're going to call the number on the bottom of this email now.
Just have to get my brain into French mode.
You need to ask for Mr. Kiki Raymond.
Okay. Kiki Raymond.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay.
Monsieur, bonjour.
Good morning.
Hello.
Is a Kiki Raymond? Kiki Raymond?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just pissing by my computer and I saw your email.
Yeah.
And I want us to share the joy together.
Just a moment.
Okay.
This sounds promising.
It does. Is she Kiki Raymond?
Dunno.
No.
Hello.
Good morning.
J'ai pas compris. Hello?
Good morning. I was pissing by my computer and I saw the email from Kiki Raymond and Kiki Raymond had this phone number.
No, there is no Kiki Raymond here. We are a bank.
Can you piss over the money to me?
Sorry?
Can you piss over the money to me?
No.
You are sure?
Yes, I'm sure. We have not any client named Mr. Raymond.
But my email says you recognize my past efforts.
Sorry?
And you want to share the joy with me.
A joy? I'm sorry if it's a joke or not.
No.
But I'm not one to get smile now, okay?
You're not smiley?
No.
Okay.
Okay?
Au revoir.
Bye.
She just said I wanted the money. Oi!
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.